Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
How might the election affect the stock market? I can't even tell you how often I'm asked that question, both in my office, on my radio show, when I'm out and about in town. Everybody is asking that question. And so I thought, you know, to try to take the emotion out of it, it would be worthwhile to look at history. And so I went back all the way to the late 1700s, 1789, when our first election, and looked at, are there any patterns that we can follow in terms of what political party holds office and how does the stock market perform? And here's what we found out. First, we have to realize we have a divide. You know, we have multiple, you know, we have a House of Representatives. We have a Senate. So we've got the legislative branch. Then we've got the executive branch. Of course, we got the judicial branch. But all of those things have to work together. And so what I did is I went back and looked at, okay, what if there was a Republican sweep where we had a Republican in the White House and we had a Republican Senate and a Republican Congress? What if we had a Democratic sweep? And then what if the White House was different than at least one of the bodies of Congress? So we had a divided government. And it was kind of interesting when we went back and looked at that. And in a nutshell, there's just really not any kind of strong correlation that tells us, hey, when this party holds office, either in the White House or in Congress, markets do better or worse. And so that's kind of revealing to me when we look at throughout all of history. Now, we could pick pockets of smaller periods of time and we could get the data to say different things. And things could be different in one presidential term than another. But when we look at it all together, the one consistent thing is that markets rise over time. Then the second thing that we did notice is if we look at the actual years of a presidential cycle, year one, year two, year three, year four, what was interesting is that the last 2 years of a president's term in office did better in the stock market did better than the first 2 years. That was pretty consistent. Now, there could be a lot of reasons for that. Some of that could be taking time to implement policies or unwinding old policies. Could be uncertainty in the markets of what the new president's policies may look like. There are a lot of potential reasons. But what's interesting to me is that investor behavior has typically been the opposite of what you would want to see. In other words, when the markets were performing more poorly in the first 2 years of a president's term, people were pouring money into the stock market and not into money market funds, cash equivalents. In the last 2 years of the president's term, where the markets were doing much better, people were pouring more money into money markets and they were exiting stocks or stock funds. So investor behavior was the complete opposite of what the market actually bore. Now, you know, ultimately, these are all averages I'm talking about, and anything can happen, we know that. From my vantage point, there are other economic realities over time that typically have had a larger influence on the stock market than who's actually in office. And in our current economic climate, we have a lot of challenges. We're currently in a recession as we try and recover from the effects of the pandemic. The Federal Reserve is taking dramatic steps with the economic, we have the economic stimulus from Congress. We also have the actions of the Federal Reserve. It's really been kind of unprecedented. So there are potentially some long-term ramifications of all of the government behavior we see, and then also just the economic reality of coming out of this pandemic. So I think we have to be careful. I think the takeaway is we want to be careful that emotion doesn't get in the way. We have to understand how our market investments are structured and for when they're structured and how they fit into our financial plan and how we do not need to be using our market investments in our financial plan, which namely is current short-term income. I have published a guide on this. The name of the guide is The Election, Federal Stimulus, and the Stock Market. You can get a complimentary copy of my guide if you go to my website at broganfinancial.com. Click on the Resources tab at the top, and you can pull up and download a complimentary copy. Again, the guide is The Election, Federal Stimulus, and the Stock Market. Go to broganfinancial.com and click on Resources.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting broganfinancial.com.